Welcome to episode 4 of Motivational Monday, your weekly top-up of business and life success. I'm Karen Strunk, social media and business coach, and this episode is snappily called I Hadn't a Clue About Business When I Started Out, But You Have a Better Way to Succeed. So when I was figuring out that I could actually do something I liked for a living and work for myself, even though I hadn't got a clue about how I was going to do it, the one thing I did have going for me was my determination, the drive to know that no matter what, I wasn't going back to being employed and having my choices removed and my decisions made for me. I was going to make it. Somehow. I didn't know how, but I would figure it out. And of course, I made mistakes and I cringe when I think about some of them. And I'm so glad you're listening now, as I want to help you prevent you from doing the same. So some of the things that I did that make me cringe now are I undervalued my services. I undercharged for my services. I worked far too much for free. I listened to others instead of listening to my instincts. I played it small. I didn't have goals in place. Well, I had goals, but not step by step, things written down. I didn't have the idea that I have now about where I am and what I'm doing. And I didn't consider also what success looked like. I didn't consider my place in the industry that I'm in. How we talked about our place in that industry in any other episode. You know, and the other thing I did was I did everything alone. I figured it out the hard way. I learned a lot, but I also wasted a lot of time. So when you're working for yourself, your time has a whole new value to it. And it can be hard to do this kind of thing alone. At times you feel like you're walking a very lonely, long path, and at times you wonder what the hell you're doing and why you're doing it. When I first started out, I didn't even know about positioning myself for success. That's why I now help other entrepreneurs. I want to save them time and money, the tears, the heartache, and the huge learning curve that I went through. And it was when I started getting help and getting training and support that I was able to take leaps and bounds in my business. And that's why I offer my coaching to my clients, so I know exactly the challenges faced when trying to figure it all out on your own. Now, your position will dictate the kind of clients you attract as well as the opportunities. You don't have to position yourself in increments like you've had to do on that career ladder that we mentioned. You get to decide. When you place yourself in a position higher than you ever dreamed of, then miracles happen. Well, they seem like miracles sometimes. But remember, it's all down to your hard work and all the actions you've taken. Remember, no one can put a limit on your success now. It's up to you. If you want to be the best in your business, and I really hope you do, then position yourself as the best. Don't start where you are. Start where you want to be. You'll catch yourself up. In fact, it's far easier to catch yourself up to the position than to start where you are and try and work your way up. That's an uphill way of doing things. You're always going to be in growth mode, where you have to keep adjusting your marketing, your clients, your reach, your fees, your products. And that's exhausting. You need to have the confidence to do this. You need to have the mindset needed, as it may feel like too big a leap for you. But it's one of the best ways to make leaps and bounds in your business, whether that's early on when you're starting out or even if you've been running your business for a while. Never be afraid to change, to evolve, to grow, to aim higher than you even ever have dared before. You know, it's so easy to play it safe and do everything you see other people do. Who are you to dare to rise above the competition when you're first starting out? Well, I'm saying, why not you? You don't owe it to anyone, least of all yourself, to play it small. When you position yourself at the right place, and that's beyond where you're comfortable, a couple of things will happen. You will make your business run at a higher level. Your energy will change. You'll elevate your status compared with others in your industry. And you'll change the people you attract and who wants to work with you and their relationship with you. So most people wait until everything is perfect and in place before they start thinking about their position in the market. I want you to get comfortable in imperfection, because guess what? There's no such thing as perfection. If you wait for this state to happen, in your business, in yourself, in your products, you will put your life and your business on hold. Please don't do that to yourself. Now, I'm not advocating carelessness. Of course, put your heart and your soul and your skills and your passion and into your work. But there comes a point, and it's something you will get more familiar with recognizing as time goes on, that things are good enough. Anything that you do beyond good enough is a delay tactic and it's going to be a hindrance. When you go with good enough, you're 99% there already. Take this MP3, for example, and these podcasts or episodes. This is my first time doing this ever. Okay, now I'm not waiting for the right time, but I'm doing it anyway. And I could delay and I could wait for perfection. Oh, you know, I don't have the right equipment. I don't have the right microphone. Oh, I need a studio to do this in. You know, I'm recording this on my Mac in my living room. But guess what? It's good enough and you can understand my message. So don't wait until you're in the right position to position yourself. Don't wait for perfection. When you place yourself where you want to be and you stop waiting for perfection and take action that positions you where you want to be, everything else will follow. Okay, well, thank you for tuning in. And next week, I'm going to get my crystal ball out and show you how you can predict the future. And I'm going to share with you one of my most personal stories, if not the most personal story, about the day that changed my life forever.